Welcome back to This is Catholicism on member-supported Restoration Radio. I am your host, Justin Eldracker, joined once again by Father Philip Eldracker. Thank you, Father, for joining us today.
My pleasure. Happy to be back.
Yes. So for today, we are continuing our discussion on baptism, and we're talking about all the rest of the ceremonies that are involved in the solemnization of baptism at the church. So, Father, could you please walk us through these other ceremonies?
Of course. So we have already discussed in our previous episode the threefold renunciation of the devil, his works, and his pomps. We also spoke about the placing of the white linen cloth on the head of the person who is baptized. We spoke about the lighted candle that is given in baptism. But there are, of course, many other ceremonies, so we'll look at them as well. So these other ceremonies are also very ancient, and they all have a very deep meaning. So here we go back as well to an example, really, of the church's taking care of fostering piety and devotion among the faithful, her children. And so she has the sacraments entrusted to her by Christ, and then she surrounds the administration of these sacraments with many other rites and ceremonies, which are very edifying and which help to impress more profoundly upon the faithful the importance of the sacraments that are being administered and to help foster the proper sentiments in those who are receiving them. So the first ceremony of baptism is that the person who is to be baptized actually begins and remains at first without the church. So the ceremony of baptism begins outside of the church proper, either in the vestibule or even just standing outside the front door, as the case may be. And this is to symbolize that it is only baptism which gives a person entrance into the church. So that first symbolism is that a person who is not yet baptized, this is actually outside of the church and must be admitted into the church in order for him to be saved. Secondly, the priest breathes three times in the face of the person who is to be baptized to signify the new and spiritual life which the person is to receive by the grace of the Holy Ghost. And this harkens back both to the creation of the human race, which we read of in the book of Genesis, where God breathed upon the slime that he had formed in and breathed into it a living soul. So that breath of God being put forth and causing the new life, and also our blessed Lord breathing on his apostles, saying, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." So there's a great symbolism to that as well. And then after this, the sign of the cross is made upon the forehead and upon the breast or chest of the person who is to be baptized, denoting that he is becoming the property of his crucified Redeemer. So that you are, as you receive baptism, you belong truly to Christ. And the symbolism of this cross being drawn firstly on the forehead and then also on the breast is to symbolize that we are to carry in our hearts a great love of Christ, and we are to carry his doctrine with us at all times. We are to live truly as befits Catholics, but also we are to profess our faith openly. We must never be ashamed of our Catholic faith, and that is why the cross is drawn on the forehead, because when we see a person, we see the person's face, the first thing we see is their forehead, and the cross on the forehead shows to all men that we are Christ's. And obviously, yes, the mark of the cross or the sign of the cross that is placed on our forehead does not remain visible, but it is there as a spiritual reminder to us that we belong truly to Christ. And it's a beautiful prayer that the priest says as he draws the sign of the cross. He actually commands the devil that this sign of the cross, which we draw on the forehead of this child, the devil is never to violate. So he is essentially commanding the devil that he is to depart. This person no longer belongs in any way to the slavery of the devil, and that he is Christ's, and the devil is to depart. It's a beautiful, beautiful symbolism and prayer that the priest says.